Zeg niet speciaal die Murray heeft ook iets op het gezicht. Zeg niet speciaal die Elshader was hier zo vaak. Okay, there was a couple of things that I it was good to see all those that were here on Purim. Thank you for and those that weren't. Okay, we had a nice Shabbos Zachar together. And of course, we have to make mention of the Patira of the great Gaon Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, who was, Mamash Gadol Yisrael of the highest caliber. And like Rabbi Tzarfati said this morning, you know, he was an address for anybody to go to for anything, any tzara, any tefillah, anything. And like Rabbi Reichman was saying, it's a tremendous, tremendous loss for the world. And then the Chama is the Dalai Lama Shal Halacha. That's I'm sure what he would say to keep going with the Dalai Lama Shal Halacha and keep learning, steiging, and the Torah, the Avodah Yerushalayim, and that's he keeps the legacy going. So today I'd like to still do the packet Chai Vinish Lubasubi because this one point in the packet we didn't do yet. So let's see. So let's take a look on page, this is packet Chai Vinish Lubasubi, page 12. Okay, so there is a Gemara in Bava Metzia from Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph. Take a look. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, Amar Rava, Mikri Dardaki, Shasla Tifcha V'umna, Sabra Masa Kulon, V'idon Avintayu Kishel V'bayondo. So it's, we know that it did, that if a person borrows something, is a shoyal, and something happens, so he's chayav even an ochtin, right? Is right, Shomer Chinam has one level, Shomer Socher, Shomer Chinam is Chayiv in Pshia, Shomer Socher is even Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda, and the Shoyal is even Chayiv in Omsen. But the Pasuk says in Shpatim, in Bailim Imo lo Yishalim, that if the Bailim are with him, with the Shoyal at the time of the accident, then he's Pater. Bailim Imo lo Yishalim. So there's a question of the Gedarim of Baal Avimo. So if you look, the Gemara says in this, Amar Rav, Mikri Dardiki is a Rebbe, he teaches the kids, Chumash, Shosla. Rashi says, Shosla, no Tehkram. He plants vineyards and he gets part of the profit. Umna, says Rashi. What is Umna? Make his dam. He does bloodletting. Sapar, I'm a sapar sanchayir, but sparse. He's a barber. Kishelim by them dummy. Him shahayazed, but malachto shawl, a men and behema, but also shawl, mesa potter. In other words, so what? If somebody borrowed something from these people, so these people are meshubah to the to the people in the community. He's the communal barber, he's the communal Rebbe, he's the communal, so that's considered. So if the communal, if I borrowed a shor from the communal barber, so that's like considered by Levimo, because he is meshubah to me to give haircuts, to give this. And I assume, you know, so that's considered by Levimo. So the Gemara says, Kulon be'idon avitayu, that during their work time, kishele b'bailam don. Rashi says, mishahoye zeh b'mlachto shal himena b'hema, also shal umesa potter. Whereas if during the time that he's working, and presumably not necessarily for you, right? Means he has his barber hours, say 9 to 5, so that's what he's working for the community. So if you borrow something from him, and all this happens during that those working hours, so by levim lo yishal. So amalei rabban and the rava shayle mar. Rashi, Rabbeinu Nishal Lanu L'Mlachto L'Lumod Lanu Torah Sheyoshev L'Lamed Lanu Torah Kol Yom Nishal B'Menu Behemu Meses Lipater. So he said to Rava that you're the communal Rebbe, so you're Shaul to us. So if we would borrow something from you, we would, and a notice happened, we wouldn't have to pay. So he got a little upset, Rava, that they said that to him. Why? So he says, "I'm the lafkui mi mamorei koi kabar isu." He says, "What do you want to, you know, make me lose my money? Meaning that if I'll lend something to you and an onus happens, then you won't have to pay me, because you considered that I'm shal to you, because you're the local rabbi, so you're Shubah to the community, to teach Torah to the community. So Mamela, if an onus happens to something that we borrowed from you, we wouldn't have to pay." So he's saying, you know, what are you trying to make me lose my money? Adaba atun shiltun li. Fakert, you're Meshubah to me. Why? Dila anamatsi mishtamuti luchum mesechta mesechta. I could choose which mesechta we're learning. But you can't. I decide what to learn. So look, Rashi, Otto Chiltuli, Lamachtik, Sheoni, Chofetz, Lahaskel, Mesechas, Acheres, Shalotishkach, Mimeni, Einatan, Micholum, Mumchos, Biati. If I say, okay, we're stopping now in the middle of a basra, and now we're going to learn kiddush. So I can do that, but you can't. The talmidim can't. So if I can't, the talmidim are meshubah to the rebbe. For lohi, iu shalohu biyom b'dekala, iu shalohu ishayomi. So he says no. It depends what type of time of the year it is. If it's Yom HaDekala, said Rashi, Shadorshim for the Haregel, Behilchas Haregel, it's before Yantiv, and we're learning the halachas. Talamatzi l'shtamuti l'milzach risi. So we can't. So then you have to learn these halachas. So Yom HaDekala. So he says like this: the evil. So Lohiu Shayolhu Biomidakala, but Inu Shale Bishayon. Rashi. But the rest of the year, I'm in charge. Yom Kippur, I have to teach. Hilchos Pesach before Pesach, Hilchos Sukkos before Sukkos, etc. So then, you're saying is it by Levimo? It depends when. Who's Meshubba to who? Is the Rebbe to the Talmud or Talmud to the Rebbe? So it depends. The Rebbe's Meshubba to the Talmidim before the Yom Tovim. But the Talmidim Meshubba to the Rebbe for the rest of the year, because the Rebbe could say we're going to learn something else now. And therefore, the Lafkamina, who will be Potter? In which way? If it'll be Shaila Mamayim, in which direction? If it's before the Yom Tovim, they got something from, they borrowed something from the Rebbe. So then he would have to pay because the Rebbe is. The Rebbe's Meshubba to the Talmidim. I mean, he wouldn't have to pay because before the Yom Tovim, he has to teach the Talmidim. So the Rebbe doesn't have a choice. But the rest of the year, the Rebbe has a choice of the Talmidim. Even though before the Yom Tovim, the Talmidim also don't have a choice. They would really want to learn something else. But I guess the Talmidim always want to learn in Yom HaTayom. So he's Meshubba to the Talmid. Therefore, if he lent something to the Talmidim, it would be considered by Levimo, and he would have to pay. And the rest of the world is different. So if you look at the Taz, take a look at the Taz on page 13. Ain Sholim Behilchas Pesach. I'm sorry, Sholim. Sorry. Sholim Behilchas Pesach. Chod le Pesach Shloshim Yom. Right? So Shloshim Yom, in other words, if you guys tell me we have to learn Hilchas Pesachim now, and we can't learn. So I already made some packets, so I'm ready. I'm prepared if you guys tell me that you want to stop Pesachim already. I'm already prepared. I made two packets on milk, and whether you're allowed to drink milk on Pesach if the animal was fed chametz. Well, how long does it take, like when the milking happens to actually get it milk in the store? Do you know the answer to that? What does it say on your computer? Because the question is, if you feed the animal milk on Pesach, then according to some shittas, you can't drink that milk. So I made two packets of that child.
According to Reb Google, it says it takes about 2 days for milk to go from the cow to the grocery store.
Really? Just 2 days. So in other words, if I get something in the middle of Chol HaMoed Pesach, say the fifth day of Pesach, then it could be that was already, it was milked on Pesach from an animal that got eating chametz on Pesach. And when I go to the store, I'm getting something that was milked and fed on Pesach.
What do they feed the cow?
They feed them chametz. I don't know. What does Google say about what are cows being fed these days?
It says they eat a balanced combination of forage. Forage, I guess, is like plants, grain. Right. Mineral supplements and protein-rich feeds such as soybean oil, soybean meal.
Kidneys. So the animals are Sephardic. So Sephardic animals. So they can have kidneys. But grains could be machmis. So what do we have to decide when I should start those packets? Okay, but they're all ready. They're ready to.
But the halacha is if we ask you to start like now, you have to start.
Yeah, I'm Meshubit. The Rebbe's Meshubit. The whole year, I can tell you what we're gonna do. But Masechta, I can decide. Oh, we're gonna do whatever. Hilchas Chalipin. I don't know. Hilchas whatever. But not. But within the 30 days, the Talmid and tell the Rebbe what to do. It's an afkamin for Baal Avimo. Who's considered Baal Avimo? Are you Meshubah to me or I'm Meshubah to you? So look in the Taz. The Shochra says the dinner of Shochim Behilchas Pesach, Shochim Yom, Sonu the Pesach. So says the Taz, Iksha Haran, Miha, Matanya, Moshe Tiki, and we saw Shudoshim Behilchas Pesach. Is there a real chiv to be Dorish Hilchos Pesach? So one thing he says is no. Nafkamina is that if a person asks, say you raise your hand now, and you ask me a shaila at Hilchos Chalitza, I don't know. So I could say, okay, I can't answer you now. It's not, but if you ask me a Hilchos Pesach Shaila, even though that's not what we're learning right now, that's called Shol Kid. Kalinira, Rafkimina Rabbasi L'Indian Mama. So the Taz says that there's another Nafkimina about Sholem Hilchos Pesach L'Indian Mama. And that's the Gemara in Bav Metzia, that who shol to who? Rabbeinu nishol adam lach, lachteinu l'umad lana Torah, sh'yoshem l'amna la Torah kol yom. He nishol m'men a behema, if we borrowed a behema from the Rebbe, who may say nifter, because he's b'shubat to us, avi sheilu b'mayim. Ik bin rova, amul ula of kuni m'mona, kam beizu adrava atun shil to li. V'ana matzim v'shnudu v'sechtu 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 v'sechtu. In other words, if we borrow from the Rebbe within 30 days and an onus happens, So if the Talmid borrow from the Rebbe, so within 30 days he doesn't have to pay because the Rebbe is by levimo to the Talmid. Those is man who mishubin lahem by v'sheilim abayim came nearly enough. So that's the. So that's why it's not nafkamina to know that there's a din of shloshim yom kodem pesach, because shloshim kodem pesach, not that there's a chiyuv that every day you have to give hilchas pesach shiur. But the rabbis were sure, but the Talmidim, if they ask for it, then they.
Why is this only bedafka by Pesach? Because there's so many halachas. In other words, the notion.
Yeah, there's a discussion of whether it applies to Adi Yom Tov or just Pesach.
Right. Meaning this aspect of the of the Talmud telling the Rav what to teach, or you're saying bechlal. The idea of shloshim lo mifnei achad to learn the halachos.
You see, the halacha of shloshim become kodem b'chad. What's the nafkamina? So first answer, he quotes from the Ran. Is that it's considered. If a Talmud will ask a child in the middle of Shir, we're learning your phrase Kiddushin, say, and the Talmud will ask about Hilchas Pesach in the middle of Shir, the Rebbe can't say, you know, this is not that you're asking out of order now. This is Shol Shaloka Indian. He can't say that. But then he gives another answer of the Nafkamina of the Shloshim Yom. That is that Shloshim Yom, the Rebbe is Meshubba to the Talmidim. So therefore, if the Talmidim borrow from the Rebbe within 30 days, that, and some and all this happens, they won't have to pay because it's by Levi. Okay. So that's and then he says, "B'tor kasher hilchos shloshim yom kadol pes chalav kodes beer." That's another discussion. If you go away, you have to get rid of the chametz. Shloshim yom kodem haPesach. Whereas, because technically speaking, if you go away before 30 days, you'll have to mevatel, but you actually have to get rid of it, so you're not planning to come back on Pesach. And then it's a question whether that's only chametz sheni yaduah, whether it's chametz yaduah, it's a whole thing, a whole discussion. Okay, so let me ask you a question. What would you say on Purim if the Talmud borrowed from the Rebbe or the Rebbe borrowed from the Talmud? Who's Meshubba to who on Purim?
Meaning, who's Meshubba to.
In other words, in Purim, is it still that the Rebbe could decide what they're learning, or the Talmud say, no, this is Shloshim Yom Kodem Achav, so you have to teach us Hilchos Pesach? Rav Sholem Kasten told me once that Rav Moshe Bixatzal always would say one halacha of Pesach on Purim.
But technically, it's Shushan Purim, the Shloshim Yom.
Well, if you count from Purim to Pesach, is how many days?
Other is always Shalim.
Then you have, so how many days? So Purim is on the 15th, right? So it's always Shalim, meaning? So you have about 30 days?
Well, Purim's on, I mean, Shushan Purim. Purim's on
right.
The
14th. Purim is on the 14th. The 14th, right. Sorry. Purim is on the 14th. So then how many days left in the month? After Purim is what?
16 days left in the month. 16. Lamed would be
the 16th. And then another 14 in Nisan would be 30. So then Purim is still what?
31.
It's 31. So technically speaking, on Purim, the Rebbe is the Talmidim of Meshubba to the Rebbe. Because Purim is before the 30 days.
Erev Pesach, Rebbe. Pesach is a holiday also.
Erev Pesach. Yeah, but when we say Shloshim Yom Kodem Achav, it probably doesn't mean Shloshim Yom Kodem Erev Pesach. It means Shloshim Yom Kodem.
But isn't Erev Pesach also a thing in and of itself?
Yeah, it is a thing of itself. You brew the Kodem Pesach, but it's not.
The Gemara Masechem says that there were some communities that were naive to treat it like a Yom Tov itself, not just.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
We're not naive that way.
Yeah.
So then can you say,
but maybe there's no din of Shloshim Yom of Hilchos Erev Pesach. So maybe just on Pesach, there's a din of Shloshim Yom.
In other words, the Nafkamina is
whether. So according to your Cheshbon, on Purim, the Talmidim still can't force the Rebbe to do Hilchos Pesach because that's not within the 30 days. That's day 31, so, right? Yeah. Right, because if you can't Purim as Yudalid, then there's another 16 and then another 14. It's still the 30 days before Pesach, not including the day of Purim. Purim is before that, the day before that. So Purim, the Rebbe can do whatever he wants in terms of what he's teaching on Purim. So they have the yeshiva on Purim.
Excuse me, Rebbe. I think maybe Adar is 29 days.
Adar?
Should be 29 days. The other Rishon may be 30, but I think because...
Well, Rishon is usually one day of... Oh, you're right. One day of Rosh.
Yeah, like this year.
Usually Nisan has one day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right?
So it's got to be 29 days. The second Adar is 29 days.
But yeah, is that, you looked it up?
Yeah, Taka. I thought other is Shalom.
The first
Adar. If it would be Shalom, there would be 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's not.
Yeah, no, it's Taka. I'm looking it up. It's Taka 29.
Uh-huh. Right, it's 29. So Mela, so that means that Purim is what?
Is the first 30 days, yeah.
Yes, Rav Katan is right. Purim is part of Shloshim Yom.
Sorry, yes.
So Mela, if it's part of Shloshim Yom, that means that if the Talmidim say, Rebbe, we want to help us Pesach Shir. That's the worst good with Rabbik. Rabbik with, I was told from Rishon Kasko, Shlita, that Rabbik, that's how what we say over one halacha of Pesach on Purim. Okay, so let's look at the Pre-Chadash. Yesh mishtabshin loma the Purim Bikri Hashom Hilchos Pesach Shol Ke'inyan. So he says some people say that on Purim that's a ready time for the Pesach. That's a part of the Pesach time, right? And if in the middle of the Suda, the Talmud asks the Shailen Hilchos, he said the Rebbe's giving a shir in Purim, and the Talmud asks, and he's giving a shir about Purim. Talmud raises his hand, Rebbe, what's the halacha about the matzah? So the Rebbe can't say, what do you know, you're shaloka inyan. No, it's shaloka inyan because it's part of the 30 days. But he says, he thinks that's a mistake, even though Taka's part of the 30 days. He says, Yesh mishtabshin. It's a shibush. It's a mistake. Loma de Purim Mikri Hashol, Hilchos Pesach Shol, Ki'inyan. Talo Mishach Shloshim Yom below Purim Atzmo. Because, and then the reason they're saying it is because Purim is always part of the Shloshim Yom. Right? Like Rav Katan pointed out. It's not what we said originally. We made a mistake in the Cheshbon. Rav Katan pointed out, what are the Shloshim Yom? So therefore, you should be able to ask a Hilchos Pesach Shaila on Purim, and it's not considered Shol Shaloki. So says the Pichadish of Alav Milsehi, but he says it's not true. It's not true. Torah, it's very true. Purim is part of the 30 days before. So he says, no, it's not true. Why? Chad Shekin Der Chazali Kacheshman Sholem. Welcome, Chav Tes Nakti Shloshim. That was first of all, Shloshim Yom Kod Machag is Lav Dafka Shloshim. It's 29. They just rounded it up. It's not really 30 days. It's really 29 days. It's really 29 days. Usub Bizman Haria, Mishkach Zimim Shloshim Yom. And in Bizman Haria, sometimes it would talk to be Shloshim Yom. Because they would sometimes Mekadish the Chodesh later. So the Mekom Shifurim. Yudal have Shloshim Mamish. And if you read on Yudal, it'll be Mamish Shloshim. Aval Bukhom Shakur Mitzvah, Shita the Bobby Yam Shoal Kihov Spesach. But certainly on Tesvav it would be could be shol ke'inyan. So pashut. So the Prechadish says that there's some people that say that Purim is part of the Shloshim Yom, and he says it's not true. So he says Talom Mishkach Shloshim Yom Belom Yom Purim Atzmo. Belom Yosi the Kamatami. Talom Shekein Der Chazal Nikra Cheshbon Sholim. Welcome Chavtes Nakti Shloshim. So it's really Chavtes Yom. Sometimes it's going to be Shloshim Yom without Purim. Soon comes to Purim B'Yudalid. Have a Shloshim Mamish.
Rabbi, but why is the Pri Chadash bothered with saying he's making a cheshbon on the 30 days, but...
Well, as he says, some people say that on Purim, you're allowed to ask already Hilchas Pesach Shabbos. That's considered Shoel Ke'inyan.
But
Purim is part of the 30 days. He says it's not true because who says it's really 30 days? Maybe it's just 29 days. And then 29 days, Purim is before the 29 days. One second. Fasudim is Mahariya, and sometimes there'll be 30 days of Adar, and then it'll be Mamish 30 days anyway without Purim. Fasudim comes to Purim Yudalid, Avishloshim Mamish. If you read it in Yudalit, so then Yudalit is Shloshim. So what's his other title? Vesu. The Mekomashakurim Yudal have a Shloshim Amish. Ava Mekomashakurim Tezvav, Shita de Boba Yom, Shol Mechokas Pesach, Mikri Shol, Sholoki Indian, Zeposh. So what's his last thing that he's saying here?
If you do it in Yudal, then certainly Shloshim. Because why? How many days is it? Same number of days, but you still haven't gotten the permit, so it's still as well. So, Chavush Shekhar Yudal and Havish Loshim Mamish.
What's this line of Sudu? Kavashakar Biudalid. Right? If you read the Megillah Yudalid. So then what? The Purim is day 30. Right? So, and therefore what? Purim is day 30, and therefore. It's considered Shol Shekinyan or Shol Shalokin. But when Chom Shekorb in the Tetzvav, Shita Debo B'yom, Shol Mechokas Pesach, Mikri, Shol Shalokin Indian. So what is he saying?
I think what he's saying is that Purim is not the right time to ask about Pesach, and therefore he wants to say that 30 days is lav dafka, and he wants to prove it. What?
But then it
and he wants to. I know, and he wants to prove that it's not dafka 30 days by saying that if you observe Purim on the 15th, like you're in a walled city, then he's assuming that on Purim itself is not the right time to ask about Pesach, and therefore it would be even within 30 days, or even within 29 days, because it would be even less.
So you're sure you can't ask the person because See, whereas if you ask on Purim itself, so that Purim is going to be Kol Shekorim B'Yudalid Havishlosha Mamish. Why is it Shloshim Mamish? Because how many days?
If Adar is only 29 that year, whatever.
Yeah, so then it'll be
day one of the 30 days from.
Because yeah, it'll be Yudala till 29.
Is only 15.
Is counting Yudalid?
Yeah.
If you count from Yudalid to Chavtes is 15, and then so what's Yudalid?
Yeah, because when we did it when it was Lamed, it was 16 days. So this is the Sinamela, this is only 15, 14.
To 42, if you count 40, 50, 60 to 29.
15.
And then another. Nisan.
Aleph Nisan to Tezvav is 15.
No, but Tezvav already is Pesach.
14 to 29 is 16 days.
So it's part of that. And therefore, what is he saying? Therefore, you're allowed or not allowed to for Pesach Shabbos. And when it comes to Shekorim B'Tezvav, then that's going to be a day less. So that's already Tilchus Pesach time. She did the Bobiyam show Tilchus Pesach with the Shal Shaloka Indian.
Is Pri Chadash maybe saying like this, that the way that, in other words, I could be totally off, but that Chazal were metakin the calendar in such a way that other can either come out 29 or 30. In other words, if it's such an Indian, Dafka by Pesach, that Purim should be, you know, within the Shleishim Yom Lifnei Achag, then maybe it would have been that the sages would have set the calendar in such a way that Mamela every year, if it's such an Indian, so then
they'll make, because Purim is part of. So some say that you can ask Pesach Shilas on Purim, and he says, we'll have Milsi, because even though it says Shloshim Yom, it could be Chavtes, and Bizman Riyah Mishkach Zazim Shloshim, and Riyah could be really Shloshim.
So
there was Tezvav, even though it's not 30 days, it doesn't matter because you still can't be asking. And
why?
But on Yudalid,
neither of us are right.
Kol Shekorim B'Yudalid Avishloshim Mamish. Then it'll be what? How much is Yudalid? If you Kol Shekorim B'Yudalid,
I don't know.
Chicken bar and my milk so I can have coffee in the morning. And that was the
yes, ma'am.
We need to mute. So he says, "Mizman Ariyah Mishkachas Lazimim Shloshim Yom." So the Kamsha Kharim Biyadal and have a Shloshim Mapsh. And the Kamsha Kharim Tezvav, Pshita the Bobi Yom Shal Mechas Pechas and Mikhu Shal Shaloki Inyan. So what is he saying? That's the difference between Yudal and Tezvav.
Rabbi, maybe it is a misprint. Maybe the shalosh should be dropped. It should be shoel kainyan.
Ah. And we have a shoel kam shekar miyudal harish. Kam shekar miyudal and it's shloshim mamish. Why?
That's zman re'iya. They were koveya 30 days.
30 days. And how many days? That's what, 29 days?
Yeah, it'll be fine. I mean, he will be okay.
From 14 days. To 29... Is how many days?
15.
15. And then another 50. And then. Come Shukram Yudal have Shloshim Mamish. And therefore, it's. Therefore, what? You could be Shalom Behilchas Pesach, or you can't?
You. Come Shukram Yudal, it have Shloshim. From 14 to 30, from 14 to 30, that's 16. 16 and 14, that's 30. 30 days. You should be able to. And then Kal Vachomer, 20, if you read it on Shushan Purim, like the 15th, it should be also good.
Same. Also, like Adraba, no, the whole idea of the whole machlokis about when Purim is celebrated, let's say a year like this, the whole idea is Samech Gula Lagula. Like, we're always trying to put the two together. It would seem very strange that, why would we not think that if we're so, it's so important, we attach such a cheshivas to.
Right, so he's saying that people say that's considered Shulchan Aruch day 30, and
maybe we should say Kal Vachomer that where you read it on the 15th, it should be Shoel Keinyan. If it's kosher on the 14th, definitely it's kosher.
Okay, so let's see. So the Chasam Sofer.
Wait a second. I just want to say that I disagree with Rabbi Katan because he's trying to prove that. That when it says Shloshim Yom, it could mean 29 days. So he said that where you have Purim on the 14th, it's 30 days exactly. So where you have Purim on the 15th, it would be 29 days. He's just proving that when it says 30 days before, it could mean less than 30 days. It could mean less. So even 29 days, it could be 28 days, you know?
Uh-huh. Maybe. We're here. So take a look. Maybe we'll get a little... I hear what you're saying, Reverend Brown. I want you to take a look for a second. Page 17 in the packet, and 18. It says, I will yuvan rag mehekim ki adua, the Amri Chazal, the Bekulei Shata ha-Talmud Shoel Arav. The whole year, the Talmud is subordinate to the Rebbe. The Rebbe can decide what we're learning. Ki Arav yochel lishnos b'masech ha-zom sechta. K'or ha-shal Talmud yasek b'osom sechta yus ha-arav. Sh'en kim b'prikhe t'kala, and Shloshim Kodem Pesach as a Rav Shaul Atam. Tzorch Lomer, Vilma Di Tobos of Masechta. Hayim Betaz, because of Prichod Hashem, Teish Meshabshim Lomer HaShaul Pupur Mbilchus Pesach of Shaul Ke'inyin. That's considered Shaul Ke'inyin because it's part of the 30 days. But he says it's a mistake. Why? The Biyom Kriyas and Megillah Ve'Pesach Shaul Shaul Ke'inyin. Hayim Shaul. Whereas he says some people want to say that that Purim is part of the 30 days, which it is, because if you count from Yud Aleph to Chav Tes, that's how many days? 16. And then you count another 14 in Nisan, so there's your 30 days. So Purim is part of those 30 days. So he says that some people held that that's called Shol Ka'inyan because it's part of the 30 days. But he says that he thinks it's a mistake. That the day we read the Megillah, you can't be Shol, it's Shol Ka'inyan if you're talking about Pesach. Why? So again, the Prechadah says that some say you could, but he holds you can't. So now he's going to explain. How come the halacha is we always push the Kriyas and Megillah if it's like a Shabbos or something? We don't push it further later. We always make it earlier. Why? He's saying that the Prechadosh is right. That with the day you read the Megillah, that means that's a Purim day. That's not a Pesach day. And therefore, you can't tell your Rebbe we're going to do Chochas Pesach. That's any day that we're still reading the Megillah, that's Shach to Purim and not to the 30 days before Pesach. Right? So, and therefore, if Rebbe's giving a shiur at Yoni Purim and Talmud raises his hand, I want to ask you something about Pesach, the Rebbe can say, come back tomorrow, that's Shol Shaloki. And now he says an unbelievable thing. What's the reason we have the din of Lo Yavor? That we don't say if it falls on Shabbos, so you read the Megillah on the 16th. Why not? So he says a beautiful idea. So that would be Shol Shalokinin. Why? Because he says that we don't want to, with any day that we read the Megillah, is Shach to Purim. So if we're going to push the Megillah and read the Megillah on the 16th, if the 15th falls out on Shabbos, then that's going to be co-opted as a Megillah day, and then we're going to be losing out on the Pesach days. So Bemela, if it falls out, so that's why we want to. But so if say Purim is on Tezvav, so then that day is. In other words, if it falls out that day, you dial with Tezvav. Those are Purim things, right? So even if it falls out on Tezvav, so you only have less days, right? If it falls out on right, so then you're not going to have a full 30 days, right? So we want to have a full 30 days, but if we're going to say, but if we're going to ma'achir it, then we're going to take away more. Because he says the Prechadosh is right. Any day you read the Megillah is a Purim day. So if we would read Megillah on Sunday, on Zion, then we would be taking away Pesach days. So therefore, we read the Megillah earlier. So then he says that's the reason for the halacha of Makdim v'lo ma'achir. So he says that. So again, so he says that Purim, he says some want to say that's called Shol Ka'inyan. So the Prechadosh says no, it's Shol Shalokin. And the Chasam Sofer says he explains why, because if they read the Megillah, then it's a Purim day and it doesn't count for Pesach. And if when like in Yerushalayim with the Tezvav with the full out on, so anyway, we're not having a full 30 days, but. To make it a Tezayin would take another one day away. So therefore, and that year in Echanami, you know, will be a day shorter, but whatever is the day you read the Megillah, it's not part of the Pesach days. Even if it, as a result, it'll be less than 30.
Yeah.
So that's as you saw, the Chassam Shoma says. The Pri Chadash is right, that any, if you're reading the Megillah, then it's not, you can't ask a Hilchos Pesach Shaila. That's Shola Shalokin. And therefore,
so that makes sense.
That's why we never, if it's not going to fall out, said, on, if it's going to fall out of Shabbos, we'll never
when make he said it
purposely to do it on Tazayin, because then we'll have even less days for Pesach. Okay. Whew. Yeah, meaning what? So this is just and then he says here. Okay, we'll leave it here. There. Okay, so that's a fascinating idea of this Pri-Chadosh. So according to the Pri-Chadosh, not always going to be 30 days. But we shouldn't even make it less than that by it being Racha. Because the other person says, no, it's always 30 days. So if 30 days means Purim, so be it.
But if the Megillah is later than that, then according to the Pri Chadash, we start learning Hilchos Pesach no matter what, 30 days before Purim, or no?
No, we don't do it before Purim.
So we just, but then we end up with less than, I don't understand.
Yeah, in other words, so he's saying that basically we're gonna always not have 30 days, because Purim falls out, obviously it's your doubt. So if the day that you, so then you're gonna say from 15, to of tests, which how many days? 15. And then another 14. So you can only have 29 days. But okay, you have 29 days, it's also good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do if you have like a Rosh Hashanah before within 30 days of Sukkot, so is it then you have the show of Sukkot?
There's lots of years.
Yeah, if Rosh Hashanah falls out within Shloshim Yom of Sukkot, so then can you ask about Sukkot at the end of Elul?
That's a good question.
And the reason he doesn't want Purim, he wants Purim to be a Purim day and not part of the Pesach is again is what?
It's because once there's a Kriyas of Megillah, so that was Nikva, that it's co-opted to Purim.
But isn't the whole idea of Samach Geula LeGeula, wouldn't the Hashkafa of that be that we would want to be Mishtaptif? Like, I don't understand. Why would Adarabba, you would think that you would want to have such an Inyan on Purim to learn Hilchos Pesach.
Maybe
in Marvin Simcha. What you saying, Rav Katan?
Maybe in Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. We don't make...
This day is corrupted. This is a Purim day. We have to read the Megillah, and that's conveyed to the day of Purim. And therefore, you shouldn't have your mind on Pesach as yet.
Okay.
Okay, everyone. It's good to see you all. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue. You'll have to figure out which packet we should do.
What if only some of the tummy then want to do Pesach? Like, does it go by the rove?
Purim is already over. We need to prepare for Pesach.
Yeah, I would like to do Pesach packets, but I don't want to say because, you know, I don't want to hold Rebbe like that he has to do it.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rebbe.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.